Government of Iceland has contributed an additional $5.5 million to UNICEF to scale up the Ugandan government-led programs aimed at improving delivery of critical services to the most vulnerable children, adolescents and families across the country through two complementary investments. Iceland, a UNICEF strategic partner, is advancing the implementation of national priorities in social protection, education, early childhood development and sustainable water, sanitation and hygiene systems through government systems at national and sub-national levels. Iceland and UNICEF strengthened their collaboration by signing a new multi-year grant of $4 million to support phase two of the program, empowering adolescent mothers and their children, a dual generation approach from 1st of January next year to 31st of December 2029. The additional contribution aims to further strengthen the support to adolescent mothers aged between 12 and 19 and their children aged 0 to 5 years among the refugee and host communities in Kikube and Chegegwa districts, sustainably addressing the intersecting challenges of early pregnancy, school dropouts and child vulnerability. The Iceland head of mission, Hildegunnur Ingilbart Sotir, and UNICEF representative to Uganda, Dr. Robin Nandi, also signed another agreement worth $1.5 million for the Wash In Institutions Exit Program from January 2026 to June of 2027, supporting a planned transition towards sustainable nationally led wash service delivery. The program will consolidate gains in schools and health facilities across 5 refugee hosting districts in West Nile, including Ajumma, Arua, Madiokolo, Terego, and Yumbe, benefiting nearly 140,000 children, women, and community members. The Wash Exit Program support will focus on rehabilitating and expanding critical infrastructure, strengthening operation and maintenance systems, building institutional and community capacity, and promoting market-based sanitation solutions.